All right, we'll take into public comment. If there's anyone that would like to make comment on this item, now's the time. Hi.
We got three clarifications. The first one is in the significant, which is the request that we asked for an extension on our salary study. We realized that we were starting to fall behind, and that's why I wanted to like formally request the extension in email. And to be honest with you, I did not know that this was canceled until today, right now. When I had gotten the response from Dawn, she basically said, okay, yeah, we're going to go ahead and give you the extension, but there was no deadline or say it has to be done by X amount of time or anything like that. So I find it kind of in bad faith to learn about that today. And to kind of give more backstory on why we were kind of falling behind and were able to give the positions right off the bat is because we established a new process, which was done for the first time this cycle. And basically it consists of letting the membership vote electronically. And the first time we did this, we didn't have that electronic vote and we were just doing votes in person. And we felt that that was not the most democratic way to gauge our membership's voting block, because you have to physically be there and some member schedules don't allow them to be. So we felt that it was not as fair as it could be. So that's why we established a new process where everybody gets a vote as a member. And so that's why it kind of took a little bit longer. And basically, we will have those positions elected and voted on pretty much in our hand on Monday. I just have to formally send that email. So it's a little disappointing to hear that this extension is just somehow not here today, but we can talk about that later. The second point I wanted to make is that Santa Cruz County, for an example, actually has automatic wage studies done, I want to say every 5 years. So this is not something that is like new to union organizing, existing contracts, and especially contracts here within Santa Cruz. And so from what I was told by Olivia, because she represents that bargaining unit, is that this is something that's just routinely done. No one even thinks about it. And it's just a very seamless process so that there's no contention having to negotiate these things every single time. So just a smoother process, which I observe that happens over there. But I do recognize that Santa Cruz County is much, much bigger than this district, and they may have more funds to kind of play with to do these periodic wage studies, as our budgets are kind of flexible and dynamic with different fiscal cliffs that I've already heard of. I think this would be the second or third time I've heard that argument. The third point I wanted to make was to Mike, to you. You said that I could always call you for when we run into these tough situations. Wanted to like let you know that we try to solve this internally as much as possible.
Sure.
The last thing I want to do is tarnish like Metro's reputation in front of the public, and so that's kind of the reasoning why things kind of went a little too far this time before we started to reach out to the board. But yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for that
explanation. Come in. Yes, hi.
I just want to make a quick point that though we're not opposed to anybody getting a wage increase, that's not why we reached out or asked any of you board members to support us in this motion to push us back a month. We fully agree that everybody should get a raise. To me, it's really questionable how this specific group of management, everybody's wage increase, everybody is coming back with the wage increase suggestion. That's not the case for other positions for frontline workers. How does this differentiate from everybody else? This is why it's really vital for us to request those documents to see how that wage study actually happened and the numbers that are actually coming back from the consultant, because they actually provide a spreadsheet seeing how those numbers come out. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, welcome.
I'm one of the mechanics here. I'm going to jump. Like say thank you for your time. One thing I would say, we are struggling. We did hire quite a bit of drivers, which is a good thing. We need the drivers. However, we are struggling on the mechanic side. We need training. We need more mechanics. We need to be able to train our mechanics. I believe the manager we have right now is doing a good job in changing things around. We are getting our buses back on the road. We're trying to do our best to not just get them on the road, but get them to a level which is something we're comfortable with ourselves. Like when you get in your car, do you want to get in a dirty car? No. You want to get in something that you're like, wow, I'm proud of this. This is going to get me where I need to go. It's going to get me to a job. It's going to get me to the grocery store. It's going to get me to school. In saying that, we do need the help. We're struggling with electrical buses. We need to train there. We're going to get hydrogen. Not too many people are familiar with hydrogen, if anyone.
How would you be?
That's going to be a whole another monster we have to deal with. So if we could get ourselves settled in with having CNG, having the electrical, all that taken care of, you know, hydrogen, that's just going to be a smaller step. You know, a little big step, but at least it won't be panic mode. So, you know, what I'm asking for is, could you help us get the training? I know, obviously, people see the positions open here. Money's always going to be an issue because, yeah, mechanics making $60, $70 for what we do somewhere else. And they're like, why do I want to go there? So, and I'm not here to discuss all of that. I'm just making a point. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, board. It's always dangerous for me to take the podium because of my password.
I preach every weekend.
I was recently here for my 25th award. So I'm born in 26 years here at the Metro, and I'm not here to badmouth Metro because it has provided job security for me for all these years. In fact, I want to say thank you. 5 years away from retirement, and it's been great. I know all of the managers here that interact with them because I'm in facilities, and facilities maintenance lead. And my crew was going to be here because they were one of the, was the ladder that it was studied for an increment recently. And, you know, we got a little something. But anyway, going back to Kabbalah, but going back to the comp study that it was done in 2018, Don, what have you been there? 5 years. Yeah, so, okay. So the reason why, probably don't remember how it was done, why there was no comp study done in managers before, it's because historically, up to when Alex Clifford came on board, whatever the union got, whatever employees got, a way of a new contract, that's what managers see back then. That's how it used to be done before. And that's why you haven't seen one comp study for managers close. I remember that clear. And that the reason now, going back to 2018, when this was done across the board for our employees and our union, managers went first. The issue that we had with that back then is that managers use different agencies than we, that it was used for us. Anyway, right. We had an issue with that because when it came time for us to do it, I mean, that affected us in a negative way. And as far as managers getting an increment, well, let me go back a little to that. As a result of their study back in 2018, some of you got up to 29%, 27%. You didn't even get close to like 15% at that time. I don't remember what it was, but it was probably in the 12%, if that. So I interview people here, custodial department, facilities department. One of the issues that we get sometimes is the pay, like recently, we interviewed a person who was a great candidate, and he turned down the job the next day when we offered it, when HR offered it to that person, because the pay was too low. And so we also struggle when it comes to hiring people for all departments, not just for management, right? Like I say, I'm not here to say, oh, managers don't deserve to get an increase. I'm not here to say that because that man right there, Benny Rocha, he's a great manager. and he's my manager, and he's a great person, does a good job. He has taken two departments right now, and he has probably close to 50 people under his leadership. And I think he deserves, you know, more money because of what he does. But I guess it comes down to, like, where employees sometimes feel that they're not as important. And you have stated here that Metro employees and management, you know, are the same. So in that sense. So, yeah, I feel like a family member here, you know, get along with everybody. But sometimes when...
Give you 30 more seconds because your time is completed. So if you could wrap up your comments.
Okay, so my comment here is that I'm not opposed to management, you know, getting a little something. But when you talk about some position, got 50%, because there were some that were 50% last time. And when we were told last time that we negotiated our contract by Michael Tree, that we couldn't get any bigger increment than what we got because of the fiscal cliff. And now you're talking about doing another big increment for management. Well, we are talking about fiscal cliff, you know, still. So how is that not important now than it was then when we were negotiating? But that's my question.
Thank you. Any additional public comments?